Now, fabrication, that's how Russia is describing recent allegations of the use of toxic chemicals by the Syrian government. The Russian Foreign Ministry says Moscow has authentic information that such statements are false. Moscow said the allegations are, quote, yet another anti-Syrian chemical hysteria aimed at finding a reason for intervention in the country. France and the United States allege that Syrian forces may have unleashed industrial chemicals on a militant-held village in central Hama province this month. The allegations come as an international task force in charge of destroying Syria's chemical stockpile has announced that the task is almost complete. Damascus has pledged to have its entire stockpile removed by the end of June. James Petras, Middle East expert, joins me from New York on the phone. Welcome, sir. Mr. Petras, Syria has been fully compliant with the OPCW in destroying or shipping out its chemical weapons, more than 90%, that is. How can such false flag attacks, as many call them, orchestrated by the insurgents in Syria, be a pretext for a full-fledged military intervention in the country?
Well, it's very clear that the invading mercenaries and their backers are in a losing game right now. The Syrian government, with a very powerful popular backing, has rolled back the invaders. They've secured many of the areas which were occupied by al-Qaeda and other extremist groups. I think the U.S. and its NATO allies have been engaged in supplying arms that have destroyed a good part of the country, and they failed. And I think the upcoming elections, which President Assad has convoked for June 3rd, will certainly affirm the fact that while the opposition is throwing bombs, the government is looking for an electoral resolution of the problem. And this raises all sorts of problems, mainly the fact that there is a negotiated way out of this conflict, that the arms are trying to impose alien rule by force of arms is not successful. I think this new attempt to distract world opinion by conjuring up a new toxic attack is simply a reflection of their impotence in dealing with the negotiated political solution.
Right. What role can Russia have in preventing such intervention from happening?
Well, I think the best defense is strengthening the military position of the Syrian government, raising the intervention issue in any and all international forums. I think Russia can lend diplomatic support. They can make some effort to convince countries in the region to stop supplying arms and becoming entry points for the terrorists, particularly the Erdogan dictatorship. And I call it a dictatorship because it has decimated the independent judiciary. It has jailed hundreds, if not thousands, of journalists and others who have raised questions about Turkey's role in supporting al-Qaeda and other extremists. And so I think Russia can exert diplomatic support. It can increase its military support, and it can publicize and promote the forthcoming elections as the most civilized way to resolve this problem. And I think we need to see more documentation demonstrating that there is a electoral opposition in Syria, that it will compete in the election, and that it will secure at least some form of representation to present alternative viewpoints and criticism.
Right. James Petras, Middle East expert from New York. Thanks for your time there, sir.